There's another element to consider in terms of receiving tzedakah from non-Jewish sources. Aside from the potential concept of chil Hashem, which may be incurred, there's a concept which the Gemara and the Paiskim refer to as biyavish katsir teshibarno. That concept is that literally it means when grain or branches would get dried out, something is brittle, it's easier for it to snap. And the concept is that when something has no schusim, has less of a lasting power, the more schusim, the more merit any person, any individual, any entity has, the longer lasting power it has. Now, what does that mean in a practical sense? What it means is as follows. Basically, in the current world order, as you know, throughout the time of Golos, Klal Yisrael is always in Golos. We're subjugated to different levels, different degrees, in different places, different times. But ultimately, we're always never really in control of our situation. We're subject to the rules of wherever we are. When it comes to Yimei Mashiach, the entire world order will be realigned. And ultimately, it'll be a Malchus of Kedushah Shemayim. It'll be a Malchus where people will want to do Ritzon Hashem. And therefore, the top of the pyramid, so to speak, will be Klal Yisrael. And the entire world order will be, realigned and reconfigured to have Klal Yisrael on top and everyone else subservient to that in the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anytime a Melucha today, an existing government, existing entity, has a power, staying power of its own rights, a Malchus Shel Chesed, it's something which involves in communal efforts, in good, in general good, it builds its own lasting power. And that lasting power is direct counterbalance to our efforts towards bringing Malchus of Mashiach. That means is, as much as we work to bring Mashiach, if they do chesed, they're adding weight to the other side, that maybe Mashiach shouldn't come just yet. So now, on the one hand, we obviously would like the whole world to be amazing, to be caring for each other, to go out and really be a perfect world. However, on the other hand, we're not going to be the ones to encourage that you go ahead and give to Klal Yisrael, because by them giving to us, which will be the greatest chus for them, it's going to be, in some extension, it will be Marach Golos longer. And therefore, we generally do not encourage taking from Gaim, specifically from Gaisha, countries or a leadership, be it a democracy or a monarchy. When a country makes an official statement of chesed, it speaks volumes about the whole hanhag of the entire country. That being the case, one can ask, you know, certainly here in Quebec, of all places, people take quite a bit of money from the Quebec government. We're talking about tremendous amounts of money. And how do we go ahead and do that if we're not supposed to be taking money from a government entity? So, first of all, when a grant is given by a government and it's given to the broad public, and it's not given based on religion, it's not given based on ethnicity, it's given to the broader public based on other criteria, based on financial ability, so here it's not an act of chesed towards Yidin specifically. Yes, it is an act, it's a good gesture, but it's not aimed as a tzedakah to Yidin per se. Most of the grants that are available in much of the world, and specifically here too, are based on income, based on children, based on factors that are completely not related to the recipient's ethnicity or religion. That being the case, it wouldn't be called an act of tzedakah l'shma. Although again, it is a good act on their behalf. There's no question about that. But on the other hand, it wouldn't be called tzedakah l'shma l'shem Klal Yisrael. Now, what happens when they give a specific grant towards the yeshiva, towards the maestro, times when they allocate a specific grant directly towards that organization? To that, the Paiskim speak out that democracy, if it will be a monarchy, it will be a serious issue. However, democracy is basically, it's an agreement of the masses, and it's working that everyone, on some level, pays in, joins in, cooperates, and in return, there is benefits which are distributed to the people who are part of the system. That being the case, it's understood that part of the job of the ruling establishment is to keep projects functioning within their confines, to keep the country functioning, to keep social projects running. For them to go completely out on a limb, to give something completely raising eyebrows, is usually not something that happens on a very frequent basis. Generally, the time they give an allocation to a school is because they give allocations to schools here and there, and yes, they may have singled out a school in this instance, but generally single out other schools, they single out other causes, they single out other social organizations. They try to invest in these organizations to help their own social stability. And that being the case, it's basically an act of all of us, which Agav includes Klal Yisrael also, as we are part of the system. And the recipients, again, are not specifically Klal Yisrael, but again, it's merely part of how the system functions, and therefore, it would not be called a specific act of chesed towards Klal Yisrael, which would be a problem receiving those money.